NFL calls it Super Wild Card Weekend. Not just Wild Card Weekend, because they have seven teams now, so it's super.
Hey, whatever works.
Hey, it don't matter. This is coming up short, so let's just get into it.
Let's get into it.
What do we have first game this week?
We got the Cleveland Browns versus the Houston Texans. Let's hear your take on this game. Who do you think is going to come out and win this game?
I'm not sure. I mean, they're both, like, it's a shame that one of them has to lose.
I agree.
So, if it comes down to it, you had to make a pick. What are you going with?
I'm honestly, I hate to say this, but I'm taking the Texans over the Browns in this one. I think it's going to be a close game. I think it might come down to a field goal, which is C.J. Stroud has shown so much his rookie year. D'Amico Ryan, just as far as he's brought this team. Granted, the Browns are playing amazing ball too, but
I mean, they have the number one defense in the league.
They do, but they have
against a rookie.
They have
making,
Joe Flacco
making his first playoff start. So, Joe Flacco off his couch is better than a rookie making his first playoff start. He has experience, been there, done that, Super Bowl champion.
But, like I said, coming off the couch, every now and again you'll find those quarterbacks who will come out there and go on a couple-game stretch where they're hot and look good and everything, but I don't think it's sustainable. I think Texans are at home for this game, too, I believe.
Yeah, well, they're the division champion. So they have the home game, and the Browns are the Browns, and they're just a wild card team.
Okay, well, I'm taking the Texans in this one.
So, score, what do you think?
I think it's going to be close, 24-21.
That's not close. That's only 3 points. Close would be 23-22.
Okay, so you want it to be a point differential. I got them covering the spread by 3.
All right, if that's what you think it would be, then that's your take.
That's what I'm going to go with. What do you think? Who do you think is going to win this one?
Myself, I would say it's going to be Cleveland by 2 scores.
Really?
2 touchdowns, 14 to 17 points, Cleveland.
No faith in D'Amico Ryan in this defense, huh?
No, none at all.
Interesting. I guess we'll have to see how this one plays out there, because it looks like we're on two different ways here.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't take it as gospel or put money on it, but that's just what I think.
I just think eventually Joe Flacco is going to fizzle out. I think it's going to happen, especially because, like I said, the Texans are going to be at home. I mean, C.J. Stroud looks like the real deal. I just have faith.
I mean, Cleveland did beat them earlier in the year. That was without Stroud in.
Yeah, but we're talking about the playoffs. Whole different beast. I don't care what happened in the regular season. Everybody's 0-0.
Guess so, but
no guessing. That's just what it is.
Well, yeah, definitely.
You lose, you're done. You win, you go on. That's all there is to it.
Wow, is that how that really works?
I don't know. Does it?
I don't know. There's no consolation round or anything. No round robins.
Might play for like a toilet bowl or something. But
all right then.
You know, I think the Bears have that pick via the Panthers there, so ain't much to play for now, is it?
On opposite ends of the spectrum on that one, but okay.
Sorry to disagree.
But then you have the night game. In Arrowhead, Kansas City hosting the Miami Dolphins.
I think we both can agree on this one here.
I don't know about that. It's going to be cold. Like, really, really cold. Like,
super cold.
Yeah, if you want to announce, say it, something like that. And Miami's lost their last 10 games when it's been below 40 degrees at kickoff.
They also have 0 playoff wins since 2000.
Yeah, but as you said, everyone's 0-0 this week.
Absolutely. So, with that being said, for who are you taking?
I don't know. Tyreek Hill said he doesn't care if it's cold or not. He's not wearing any sleeves. Bare skin, -5-degree wind chill at kickoff.
Is he trying to get frostbite or something?
He's just going to show that it doesn't matter.
But what's that going to show by going out there without any sleeves?
He can outrun the cold. I don't know. I mean, and Miami's defense is, like, completely decimated. They're signing people off the couch. It's been cut by other teams this year already, and Justin Houston and Bruce Irvin. So,
and that's starting to show up.
Yeah, I mean.
At offense, too, man. I mean, they look good to start the season, but it seems like they're kind of fizzling out. Something's missing there.
But it's the number one offense. They finished number one offense in the league.
They did. But they had a couple inflated games, and towards the end, they started to fizzle out there.
Yeah.
They started to have trouble trying to figure out how to get things going. And games got closer.
I mean, it's not number one versus number one, but the
number
Chiefs.
Number one versus number two.
The Chiefs did have the number two scoring defense in the league this
that
year.
That they did.
So
that's why I'm taking KC 28-14.
28-14.
Playoff. Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah,
is
but
gonna shine.
As cold as it is, you're not going to be slinging the ball.
It doesn't matter.
It's
going
to come down to
Mahomes.
Who can run the ball. It's going to come down to who can run the ball.
I think Pacheco's going to have a big game.
Who has
game
the
too.
Better running game?
I think Pacheco's going to have the best one. I think Raheem Mostert's probably going to have a touchdown, but I think Pacheco's going to be able to run off tackle, between the tackle. I think they're going to be able to run all over him. Like you said, they have a lot of injuries on that defense, especially on that defensive line.
Yeah, but it's the run game. Miami's done it all year. There's no stopping them running the ball. It's when they get behind and have to pass, and Tua struggles a little with a little bit of decision-making. So,
point there.
As long as it's close, I have to give the edge to Miami.
I don't think it's going to be close, but that's just my personal opinion.
But I don't know how it'll be close when no one's going to be able to catch a ball because it's going to feel like someone's throwing a brick at them. And the Chiefs lead the league in draw passes as it is anyways, and Travis Kelce is stuck somewhere in a Taylor Swift song, and no one knows what's going on there.
We'll see. I think Travis Kelce's going to actually show up this game. I think Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce, they're going to get that connection going. They're going to get focused. They're going to go out there, and they're going to bring a W home. They're an arrowhead.
Yeah. I mean, it's cold. Going to be real cold. I just don't see the ball flying too well.
Oh, I don't see a lot of deep passes. I see a lot of shorts. I see a lot of screen games.
Even short passes, it's going to stink.
Not as bad as throwing 60 yards downfield.
Yeah,
so I see a lot of quick passes, a lot of screen game, get the ball out quick, and the playmakers make some plays. They have Rasheed Rice, too. He was top 10 in yards after the catch this season. So yeah. I think they're going to get the ball in his hands, let him make some plays. Pacheco's going to get going on the ground. I think Kelce, he's probably going to have a touchdown or two. And I think KC's going to pull this one out and move on.
I have to disagree on that one. I'm saying Miami.
Ooh, spicy, I like it.
Miami 27-17, Miami. That's
so we both got a 10 points either way.
Either way, yeah. Either way.
Well, I apologize. I got 14 actually.
Oh, I'm on math in right now, so we'll just go on from there.
We'll just move on to the next game.
The next game. That's one
for us right there.
Another one where weather's might play a factor.
Our Steelers versus the Buffalo Bills.
Our Steelers. I don't know about that.
I
might have to be a Josh Allen fan this week.
Better not do that to your Steelers.
Oh, man. I don't know. Coming off Buffalo, Pittsburgh. Buffalo with 5 straight wins. Close out the season. Clinch the division. Steelers, 3 straight wins. Need a little bit of help from former Steeler, former Patriot, Mike Vrabel, coach Titans, to beat the Jaguars to get in.
Thank you, Vrabel.
But they're in there.
That's all that matters, like I said. Starting this week at 0-0 for everybody.
But being in there, they're without their top defensive player. And in 11 games that he's missed, they are 1-10 without TJ Watt.
But they're also getting another X factor back this week, too, with Minka.
Yeah, you have Minka back.
And you got to figure, this year they have Marcus Golden. They didn't have that kind of leadership in years prior whenever TJ would go out.
That and with the draft in Herbig.
Nick Herbig does look good.
So, and then, like you said, you have Minka back. And KZ's coming back from a suspension. So, you have your starting safeties back.
That's definitely been hurting his team a lot the past few games.
But the past few games, they haven't had the likes of Josh Allen or Stephon Diggs.
No, actually, they've had the easiest quarterback schedule the past, I think, 5-6 weeks now.
The past 5-6 weeks, and they lost 3 of them.
Mm-hmm. So. That they did. But I think this game's going to be a lot closer than people think. You know, Mike Tomlin, he has his back against the wall. Somehow, some way, this team's going to scratch and fight. I think Najee Harris, he's in for a big game. I think it's going to be a big run game on both sides of the ball. No Gabe Davis for the Buffalo Bills, so that's definitely going to affect their game plan in there too.
Yeah, so it's going to be a game that's won between the tackles, I believe. And I would have to give that advantage to Pittsburgh just with the combination of Warren and Harris. If Warren could decide to hold on to the ball this week.
Yeah, last game, let's not talk about that one.
Yeah. But then just the weather playing a factor, calling for blizzard conditions in Orchard Park. So will Allen be able to air the ball out? Will the deep pass be there? I mean, he likes to kind of cowboy it up sometimes. And
you know, we're going to get a good matchup this week to see what they have in Joey Porter Jr. against Stephon Diggs.
That will be probably the key matchup besides the Bills' offensive line against Steelers' front seven. Because, like I said, I believe it's going to come down to running the ball.
I agree. I think both sides are going to have to run it well and run it often.
And I would take Warren and Harris over Cook.
I don't know. Cook has been getting better as the season went on. And now that they got new OC running that team, I mean, he's looked a lot better. He's got more opportunities. I mean, granted, it's taken away from Stephon Diggs, but the run game has been working. But so has the Steelers.
Well, the biggest thing, though, the elephant in the room is going with the hot hand in Rudolph. How big of a leash does he get?
See, I don't think he gets too big of a one. I think if he goes out there and throws an interception, I think Tomlin kind of pulls him aside and tells him, hey, you know, if it happens again, you know, Kenny's going to have to go back in. And if it happens again, I think they ride Kenny and see how it finishes. I mean, there's a lot of questions to be answered.
I don't know if I'd go one interception.
No, I'm giving him two. I'm just saying
if
one.
Yeah, if he throws a second one.
A warning. Yeah,
if he would throw a second one, and especially if you're down by two scores, you throw that second one, you just have to. You have to make the move. Even one. If you're down two scores, and it's one interception. He throws one pick. That's the biggest thing through the whole season for Pittsburgh has been ball security, besides when Trubisky was in. And he just handed it out like he was...
like it was candy on Halloween.
Yeah, it was...
It
was Santa Claus.
They've been very good without turning that ball over. Granted, those couple games where Mitch got the start.
He
just doesn't have it.
What are you looking at? Where do you think that game's going to go?
I think it's going to be really close, low scoring. I'm going to have to go Pittsburgh here. I think it's going to be 17-14.
17-14.
I think it's going to be low scoring. I think that snow's going to play a big factor.
I know I looked at it originally, the matchup. I was thinking two scores, Buffalo, 10-13. But with the weather, it's anyone's game. And I would take the Steelers running game over Buffalo's. It's Josh Allen's going to be the X factor. And if you can cause a turnover or two, it'd definitely go Pittsburgh's way. I like a low-scoring game as well, maybe a little more than you, 20-17, 24, maybe even 24-17, but I'm going with Pittsburgh.
I agree with that one. I went all week thinking it was going to be Buffalo, and you know, the more the week went on, and it's,
yeah, the weather is definitely playing a big factor.
As I heard about that weather, that's what changed my mind. And, you know, Mike Tomlin with his back against the wall, man, he does unspeakable things.
They're playing with house money. No one expected them to be here. They're the weirdest 10-17 you'll ever see.
No, what you texted me earlier in the week and said what? They were 10.5-point underdogs, wasn't it?
I think it's 9.5 now, maybe.
Yeah, something crazy.
Yeah, so.
Everybody dotted Pittsburgh out, and I think somehow they're going to claw their way through this one. It's
looking to go for a sweep against Baltimore if they get the win on Sunday.
That would be a good matchup.
So, I don't know. So then you have the next game, the Packers versus the Cowboys.
My biggest question in this game is going to be, can they get Tony Pollard going finally?
I don't know. I mean, Tony Pollard had a hell of a season last year when Zeke was there and he wasn't the featured back.
And now that he is, he doesn't look like the guy, sadly.
Yeah, so that you have that question, but then you also have the top two quarterbacks in touchdowns this year in Dak and Jordan Love.
Yeah, I think Dak has 38 and Jordan Love has 36.
Yeah, and then you go on top of that with the Cowboys have won 16 straight games at home, and they're averaging, 36, 37, 39, 75. They're just blowing everybody out of the water at home.
Dallas's big thing is creating turnovers. Jordan Love, in his past 8 games, has 1 turnover.
Jordan Love, in his first full season, his first season as a starter, he's hit some bumps, but towards the end of the year, he's turned it on, and he looks like he might be a legit quarterback in the league.
I think the X factor is going to be here is, you know, CeeDee Lamb, you know, Dak Prescott, they're going to light it up. You know, on the other side, the Packers, they have some young playmakers, Jaden Reed, Dontavian Wicks, Christian Watson, if he gets to make it out there. But they also have Aaron Jones and A.J. Dillon, who's a good one, too. Aaron Jones, his last 3 games, has over 100 yards rushing. Now, yeah, on the opposite side of the ball, Tony Pollard in that run game, if you can't get that going.
Well, with Jones with the rushing yards, he hasn't played Dallas's front 7. You have Micah Parsons, who this can destroy a game.
That he can, but there's also many other players who could destroy a game like that.
Yeah, but who have the Packers played down the stretch that can just blow something up out of nothing?
I don't think so, because Dallas does have an elite defense. So
they have an elite defense with one of the top defensive players in the league leading it. As you go back to the Steelers game, the Buffalo game, you have T.J. Watt, who arguably is top 3 with Parsons and Myles Garrett for the Browns, top 3 defensive players in the league. So if you have him at top of his game, and he can also draw back in coverage, he's not just a straight pass rusher. So, I mean, you have to account for him at all times, no matter where he's at.
I think that's going to go into the Packers game planning too, but you could also, in the Packers game plan, run away from Parsons. So you could still get that run game going without having to try and attack Parsons, if that makes sense.
Yeah, it makes all the sense in the world, but...
So you have ways to navigate around Parsons, but like I tried to say, Tony Pollard hasn't been himself all season. So if the Packers have an established run game, they're, you know, Jordan Love isn't turning the ball over, you know, they're managing the clock well. On the other side, you can only pass. It's going to make you one-dimensional without the run game. What? So that's going to be the biggest X factor for me in this game,
but,
and that's why I'm going to take an upset here, and I'm going to take the Packers over the Cowboys.
But one-dimensional or not, you can put all your coverage on CeeDee Lamb. You have Brandon Cooks, who's just had one of his best seasons in I don't know how many years, just because all the coverage, everyone's focused on everyone else, where he could just come out, he'll put up a game where he has 8 catches for 140 yards and 2 touchdowns. But then the next week, he might have 3 catches for 12 yards.
Yeah, but whenever you become the one-dimensional, like I said, without the run game, it's going to be easier for them to come up on the line, press you off the line, and be able to drop more in coverage instead of having to try and stack the box and worry about the run game. That's what I'm trying to say.
I get that. It's just I can't go against Dallas.
At home, I know.
At
home, it's tough.
And Mike McCarthy playing against his old team. Well, playing, coaching against his old team. And it's not the same people. I mean, if you look at the Packers, they have, the youngest average age in the league? Something like that.
Something like 24, 25.
17, you know. I mean, they barely have their driver's license. And they're playing professional football. I don't get it, but hey. You're saying Packers, I'm going to have to go with the Cowboys, probably blowout fashion.
Really?
I'm thinking 17.
See, I'm all thinking blowout. I'm thinking shootout. I think this is going to be.
I think
this is probably going to be the highest scoring game of this weekend.
No, the highest scoring game will be the one played Sunday night. But before that, I say Cowboys by 17. So I'm going to go 41 to 24.
I respect that. I respect that. I can't really put a score on this game, but I think it's going to be a shootout, and I think in the end, turnovers are going to be a big factor here, and I think Jordan Love, past 8 games, only 1 turnover. I think I have faith in him and this young offense to be able to not make many turnovers.
Yeah, so like I said, shootout. I'm going to next game. We have the Rams visiting the Lions.
Dan Campbell, man.
Yeah, I'm Matthew Stafford.
Ball for him. I don't know about you.
Matthew Stafford going back.
Coming back home to Detroit.
Yep. The Lions have already said they don't want anyone in the stadium wearing a Stafford Lions jersey. They said they don't want it.
I don't blame them. I mean, it's playoffs. You gotta be rooting for your own guys.
Well, question is, though, where's LaPorta at? Is he playing?
As far as I know right now, there's nothing on him. I heard that he went back to practice, so training like he could, but then again, you never know what happens throughout the next couple of days.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just looking for it. I'm looking for a high-scoring game. Just the Lions' secondary is so bad. And you have just Stafford, like, probably one of the most accurate passers in the league.
I agree. And then on the other side with the Lions, you have one of the best offensive coordinators here, and Ben Johnson, who's also probably going to become a head coach next
season. Yeah. Then
you have Gibbs,
St. Brown,
LaPorta if he comes back, Montgomery. I mean, there's just so many things to defend in this offense. Yeah, but I agree with you. I think this one's going to be a shootout.
On the Rams side, though, Nacua set in this.
The rookie record?
Yeah. Kyron Williams running the ball.
He was a big surprise this season.
He put a lot up that I don't think anyone was looking forward.
Coming into this season, Cam Akers was supposed to be Sean McVay's guy.
Yeah.
And Kyron Williams showed out so much that they let Cam Akers go. Isn't that something?
Yeah. I mean, I'm looking for a high-scoring game, just as long as it doesn't come down to a field goal. If so, the Rams are losing. But I look for an upset in this game. I look for the Rams to win.
Really?
Yeah. Just.
I thought we'd both go Lions here.
The Lions, they're good. The division they're in got a couple hammy games. But that division.
They also got robbed of that last game where the ref decided to. Called that O-lineman saying he wasn't eligible.
Yeah. I think it was a little bit of Dan Campbell that trying to play a game there because they just switched it up and they're used to calling someone else as eligible. But
that's besides the point of whether they would have lost or whether they had hammy games. You know what? They finally won their division.
Yeah.
I mean, like 30 years, hasn't it been?
Yeah, 30, 31, 32.
And they get a home playoff game.
Ronald Reagan was president. I don't know.
We talk about X factors in these kind of games and who we think is going to be the X factor. I think there's enough playmakers on both sides of the ball. I think in this game, Dan Campbell's going to be the biggest X factor. The way he gets his players ready, the way he gets everybody all hyped up, and just the energy in that building, I think he's going to be ultimate X factor.
That it could make a difference, but I'm going to Rams.
Hey, I respect
with
that.
The upset.
He wants Stafford to come back home and beat the Lions?
It'll be close. Like I said, it's going to probably be, I'm saying, 42 to 31. Yeah, this some oddball number. It's just going to be a high-scoring game.
I agree with that one. I think it's going to be a shootout. I think it's going to be, I don't want to say it's going to be close, but I think it's going to be relatively close. I think the Lions are going to pull it out. I think the Lions are going to move on here.
I mean, you have it's hard to tell with that one. They're both of them have underperformed, and both of them have just shown out and put up numbers where you wouldn't expect it to happen.
I agree.
I mean, then you go into what, Monday night, where you have
Tampa versus Philly.
You have Philly going on the road to Tampa to play Baker Mayfield and the NFC South champion Tampa Bay Bucks.
Let's start it off by saying those Eagles, what happened?
What, 1-5 in the past 6 games?
That offense is terrible. That defense can't stop anybody. I mean, they were just in the Super Bowl last year. You expect more out of this offense, this defense, this team in general. It's just they don't look like the Eagles from last year.
No.
Granted, they lost their coordinators and everything, and they're still trying to figure it out. But the playmakers are still there. Heck,
it comes down to the head coach when it comes to that.
It does. That plays a big factor.
I think he might have inherited something that was good, and he just is mismanaging it.
That's probably what's happening, and I think that's why I try to move Matt Patricia down to defensive coordinator to try and fix it, because for a while there, the offense looked normal, you know. Everything was flowing and everything, but that defense couldn't stop anybody.
Well, the offense looks normal when they get into short yardage and they do the
push.
Tush
push, you can't stop it. But if it's not broke, don't fix it. You know?
Yeah.
I mean, teams can get mad that they can't do it or they can't stop it, but at the same time, if you find something that's working, why would you go away from it just because someone else gets mad? Isn't that part of the game?
Does it come down to it, though? Is Hurt's finger better? Can he play? Are you going to tush push with Marcus Mariota?
They could try. I don't know. I
don't know if you'd get into a 3rd-and-1 or 4th-and-1 with Marcus Mariota.
I know.
So,
but as far as I know, Jalen Hurts and AJ Brown, I haven't seen anything about them practicing. So
Devontae Smith's back.
Devontae Smith is back, so that's going to give it a big boost.
So, I mean, as long as what are you going to put Bradbury on Evans?
Got Slay. I think Slay's back.
Dude. Slay's back?
Yeah,
okay.
I think Slay's back.
Yeah, I think I did see that. But, I mean, Baker Mayfield.
Balling out.
Right. Who'd ever thunk?
After he left Cleveland, went to the Rams.
He had, what, 2 games with the Rams. And everything was good. Carolina. And
yeah, but
see
come
you
back,
later.
First year, takeover in Tampa. Success of, you know, Tom Brady. And then
being
in the playoffs again. Nobody ever thought. Everybody thought Tampa Bay would have finished last in their division and been in a rebuild, but here they are, back in the playoffs, you know, fighting, clawing their way in.
Yeah, they said Mayfield's always had that in him, though. If you put something around him, he finds a way to make it work. It might not be the best, it might not be the prettiest, but he makes it work.
Granted, what happens after this week, if Baker Mayfield upsets the Eagles, do you think he gets
if it? He's going to. I'll make my prediction now.
I agree. I think it's going to be Tampa. Do you think
28-17, Tampa.
Do you think he gets signed somewhere to a big contract?
Yeah, in Tampa.
You think he goes back to Tampa?
Yep. They won't. He'll be in Tampa.
But what are you going to do with Mike Evans? He's due for a contract, too, and he's balling out.
Yeah. Evans has had the luxury of playing with Tom Brady and then
Jameis Winston
and now Baker Mayfield. Mind you, the last two aren't Tom Brady. They couldn't hold Tom Brady's jock strap, but
not even close. Andy has 1,000 yards every single season since coming into the league.
Yeah.
Isn't that crazy?
But whenever you're the number one guy, you're getting the targets. So,
but you're also getting the most coverage. So to put up those kinds of numbers every single season,
yeah,
it's pretty incredible.
But yeah.
Let's get back to the game. I agree with you. I think Tampa's going to upset Philly, much as I hate to say
bad
as the Eagles look.
Yeah, because I think Philly's coming in as a 3.5-point favorite, maybe 3 points, something like that. So I don't get it.
I'm taking,
off the map.
I'm taking Tampa over the Eagles 28-21.
28-21, yeah.
Now, that could change if Jalen Hurts and A.J. Brown both don't play. But as it stands right now, That is my prediction for this weekend.
Yeah. I mean, I wouldn't take any of it. Like I said, I wouldn't put money on anything that I say because I'm...
These are just our suggestions. Two
yeah.
guys giving you how we feel about what's going on this weekend.
But yeah, I look for a couple upsets. And even with Tampa beating Philly, it's considered an upset just because Philly's coming in favored. But what have they done? They 10-1 to start the season?
And then spiraled out of control.
And go 1-5?
1-5 in the last 6 games.
Yeah. I mean, Tampa's offense fizzled out last week where it was a win. If they won, they win the division. And
they won.
Yeah. What? 9-0? 9-3?
A win's a win.
I can't remember what the score was. But
a
yeah.
win is a win. No matter how you cut it, a win is a win.
But no.
Now, don't discredit. I know the Panthers look bad, but don't discredit that defense because that defense is part of the reason they hung into a lot of those games this year. But that's besides what we're trying to get into here. But
yeah, so I'm saying Tampa. Go back through for the week, over the weekend, Super Wild Card weekend. I mean, my picks. I have. They're deferring. Different the whole way around between us. I don't even know the only one we
agreed on was Steelers, I think.
The Steelers and Tampa. That was it.
Yeah, I forgot about
the Bucks and the Steelers. Other than that, so I guess it's anybody's game. That's why they play the game. You can't just.
Like I said, everyone is 0-0 right now.
Yeah, so I have to go from there and see what happens. And then maybe next week we'll be talking about how we were right or just how stupid we really were.
Hey, everybody got an opinion.
So this is coming up short, our very first episode, and hopefully we can do many more.
Thank you for tuning in.
Tuning in? I think you click on shit now. You don't tune anything.
Thank you for hitting your buttons or whatever to listen to us.
But, all right, then. So maybe next week we'll do it all over again.
See who was right and who was wrong, and then pick up from there.
All right. Everyone have a good one.